going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome into a very happy Verizon Yankees postgame show, kind of an in-between postgame show. Got a single admission doubleheader at the stadium. They're currently working on the field. Yankees at 11-2. That's a team win in game one of this doubleheader. Max Fried goes to 5-0 with a 1.43 ERA. Yankees have won all six of his starts. You look up and down the lineup, though, gotta love a game like this, especially coming off Friday and the rain out yesterday. What happened Friday night? Team win up and down. Five multi-hit games. Everyone got on base. Everyone scored a run. Seven Yankees brought home a run. And Max Fried, after a couple of innings to settle in, how good is he? You look up at the final line, six innings of one run ball, a 1.43 ERA. What a, we can call it late March into April, but what a first month as a Yankee for Max Fried. And we start with the Blue Jays in those first couple of innings, and they should have had more than one run against Max Fried through two innings. Fried settled down. Kevin Gausman did not. By the way, just a quick note, game two tentatively scheduled 5:25 first pitch, so we'll set the stage for game two as well right here on the Verizon Yankees. Let's call it the intermission show, even though it is the post-game show. Blue Jays in the first inning, you know the saying when you have to get to an ace pitcher early, you have a chance and maybe one chance, and the Blue Jays didn't take advantage. Fried was falling behind a lot of ball one early. Bo Bichette, that leadoff grounder behind the third base bag. Cabrera, the nice backhand, but airmailed the throw. The single, the E5, put Bichette in scoring position, and he went to third on a wild pitch. Vlad Guerrero Jr., quick grounder to third, got Bichette home. But after that, more damage could have been done. You had the Santander four-pitch walk. Springer did fly to right, but Fried ahead of Alejandro Kirk, 0-2, Friday's hero. Fastball inside, then a changeup right down the middle, and Kirk slammed a base hit to right. So after Fried, he fell behind Jimenez 3-0, came back in, then walked him, bases loaded, already 1-0 Jays, and Fried showing that rare frustration, visible. Matt Blake came out, meeting on the mound, important bounce back right there. Strike one to Ernie Clement, then a fly ball to right on the second pitch. It was a 27-pitch first inning for Max Fried, but just that one Blue Jay run on the board. Second inning for Toronto, another chance, quick grounder. Back to Fried, off the bat of Jonathan Clase. Miles Straw, base hit to left, past the lunging Volpe. Fried, another wild pitch, got Straw to second. Then Bichette, a liner to center. Bellinger, nearly a diving play, but off the top of his glove. Straw remained at second, freezing on the liner. So two on, one out. Blue Jays, another chance, but costly to do this against someone who's Max Fried's caliber.
A lot of traffic so far for the Jays. Runners go, and they got him hung up. Nice job by Fried. Now they're trying to get Straw on a run back, run down. Bichette takes second, and Straw would just give it up right now. But they tried to double steal, and Fried didn't panic and did a good job as he kicked the leg and got it over to Cabrera to start that run down.
Well, we've seen a bunch of great pickoffs so far. That awareness from Fried, bouncing off, score it 1-5-4-5. For our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Huge second out. Bichette followed to second on the pickle. and a quick fly ball immediately after that. Center field, Vlad Guerrero Jr., inning over. All of that traction we're talking about from Toronto, only one run. You can't do that against Max Fried because he would settle down, and the Yankees, that allowed them to bust out against Kevin Gausman, who we've seen dominate the Yankees in the past. Not so much last year with the shoulder buildup and the issues. Well, just 18 pitches through his first two innings in Game 1. Volpe, the two-out double in the second, but nothing else for the Yankees' first two innings. But the third inning, a 50-pitch inning for Kevin Gausman. 9 batters to the plate, incredible at-bats by the Yankees up and down. And Blue Jays manager John Schneider, I understand playing two games today, but it was odd. It was odd seeing Kevin Gausman wearing one out there. You know, you wonder if his arm was going to fall off. You know, Jason Dominguez fly to left to start the inning, but then everything jump-started with back-to-back full-count walks. Oswaldo Cabrera, who had another great day. And then Ben Rice, 9-1, top of the order, setting it up. Both of them with full-count walks. Aaron Judge, after that, one of the longest singles you'll see, off the right field wall. Cabrera froze off second to make sure it wasn't caught. So bases loaded, one out. Cody Bellinger, another at-bat, 8 pitches against Gausman. 3 two-strike foul balls in that Bellinger at-bat, and a sacrifice fly to left tied the game. And positive signs for Bellinger these last few days. Yankees need him in the middle of that order, and he's starting to get going. So Cabrera coming home on that sac fly. Runners first and second, but two out. So all this happened against Gausman in the third with two out, essentially, after the stage was set. Goldschmidt, Jazz, Volpe coming up. Middle of the order, bases loaded, two out. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Runner's going to take off. 3-2 pitch to Goldie. Inside with a breaking ball. Lost them. That's the third walk of this inning. The bases are loaded again for the Yankees. And that'll bring up Jazz Chisholm Jr.
And we've talked about this with Aaron Boone, about not being able to break through. And this is what he's talking about. This sets up a very big inning.
3-0 here to Jazz. And the pitch takes outside ball 4. That's an RBI. Yankees take a 2-1 lead. Rice will touch it up. So an RBI for Jazz Chisholm, his 16th. And still opportunity to do more damage here. 3-2 pitch. Runners go to pitch. Inside ball 4. Gausman's having a nightmare. He just walked in a second run. Judge scores. Yankees lead at 3-1. Bases still loaded.
And those 3 straight walks are our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. How about Volpe, by the way, on that 9-pitch fight? He's been breaking out these last couple of days. Had the day off yesterday with the rain out. What a day here in Game 1, and it's just Game 1, for Anthony Volpe. Gausman, 5 walks on the inning. Yankees a 3-1 lead. Gausman, at that point, after the 3 straight walks and 5 total on the inning, up above 40 pitches in just the third alone. And while, you know, we all would have certainly signed for that, 3-1 edge, Aaron Boone, you know, you heard Susan talking about it, not really breaking out lately. Not getting that big hit. A lot of runners left on base these last few days. Well, Austin Wells, bases full, chance to change that. Went from 0-2 to 3-2. Got 9 pitches deep on Gausman, just like Volpe did. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
2 out, bases loaded. Here's a 3-2 to Wells. Again, swing on a drive to the gap. Right center field. Giddy up, baby. Giddy up. Off the fence. Goldie scores. Jazz scores. Volpe scores. Austin Wells ringing the bell, a 3-run double to break this thing open. Wow, 6-1 Yankees.
Yeah, what a vintage Wells at-bat there, a game-breaker. That's our electrifying drive of the game, and it's brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. That was all for Gausman, finally. And he was ejected from the game once John Schneider pulled him, ejected walking off the mound. Kind of interesting. Yankees 6 runs on 2 hits, and both of them loud. Judge off the right field wall. Wells off the right center field wall. Schneider wasn't much longer for the game either. His team trailing 6-1. Blue Jays had missed their chances the first couple of innings, and Fried had certainly settled in. He set down 13 of 15 to finish his outing, 9 in a row after the Ernie Clement leadoff single to left field in the 4th inning. And 1-2-3 innings clean in the 5th and 6th inning for Fried. In that 5th, speaking of Schneider, Fried struck out Guerrero and Santander, and Schneider was ejected for his language from the dugout, as it was called, as Vladdy was at the plate. Then Guerrero, lucky he wasn't tossed. After Fried painted the outside corner to strike him out, he was going back to the dugout and threw his arms in the air, but home plate on Chris Conroy not looking in that direction. Speaking of the fifth inning, Yankees a comfortable 6-1 lead. Fifth inning against Paxton Schultz, who would come on after Gausman to wrap up the third inning. Toss a scoreless fourth around another Aaron Judge base hit. Well, in the fifth, Anthony Volpe heating up. We saw it Friday. Doubled on a walk already today and digging in once again.
Pitch hit to right field. Hit pretty deep, too. That ball's got carry. Springer, look it up. Goodbye! Anthony Volpe powers one out just to the left of the foul pole, and the Yankees have a 7-1 lead.
Volpe's fifth homer already, and heating up. Austin Wells, speaking of heating up, followed with his second double. This one a deep, dead center, so just showing off the power. That lefty swing straight away center field, and Jason Dominguez followed. He drew his second walk of the day. He took the open base and set up Oswaldo Cabrera, who's been awfully good.
Runners at first and second take their lead. One out. Pitch to Cabrera. Swung on, hit hard down the first baseline. That's a fair ball down into the corner. Everybody runs. Here comes Wells. Dominguez getting a wave on. He's going to score. An RBI double, a two RBI double by Oswaldo Cabrera. And the Yankees having fun on this Sunday. It's 9-1 Yankees.
Yeah, having fun, and there's still another game to play. This is just game one. Yankees off and running. Three-run fifth inning, and Cabrera with that base knock, with that double, the two-run double. Last 15 games, he's hitting .320 over that span. The lefty, Josh Walker, came on for the sixth inning for Toronto, and Cody Bellinger continuing that momentum at the plate. Worked a walk, lefty versus lefty, and Paul Goldschmidt, we know what he could do against anybody, but especially lefties.
2-2 hit hard to the gap, right center field. That's a screamer. One hop up off the fence. Here comes Bellinger getting a wave on. He'll score. Double figures for the Yankees. It's 10-1 New York.
Yeah, Goldschmidt came into this new chapter with the Yankees, an OBP above .420 for his career. For his career against lefties. Well, with that RBI double, he made it 15 for 25 against lefties to start this year. That's .600, by the way. And Aaron Judge continuing his just torrent stretch at the plate, torrent everything at the plate with a multi-hit game. Yankees with five multi-hit games up and down this lineup. Everybody scored a run, and seven Yankees drove in a run. They win it 11-2.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Game one was spectacular, and game two really clean, tidy as well. Yankees two complete wins today to sweep this doubleheader from the Blue Jays. Five multi-hit games in game. Everyone got involved offensively. Everyone scored a run. Everyone got on base. And the funny thing about game one of that 11-2 win behind Max Fried, who's now 5-0, Yankees have won all six of his starts at that 11-2 win in game one. The funny thing is Trent Grisham didn't play. So naturally, game two, Yankees facing Chris Bassett, Grisham leading off. The way he started this season, the game had to start like this.
Good career, 11 yeah. years. 1-1 pitch, high fly ball, right center field. Got some carry. Giddy up, baby. There it goes. Home run for Trent Grisham, his seventh of the season. And the Yankees have an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, seven homers on April 27th, and the Yankees have five leadoff homers this year, leading all of baseball. Started with Wells, of course, on opening day. Goldschmidt, the second game of the season, part of the franchise record-setting nine. Rice has done it twice, including a Tuesday in Cleveland, and Grisham twice, both on Sundays, by the way, a week ago today in Tampa and today in the nightcap. And the Yankees had a chance to do some damage against Bassett in the second inning with that 1-0 lead. Back-to-back singles by Anthony Volpe and Jason Dominguez, both who had great doubleheaders, by the way. Dominguez base hit, aided by the wind, popped up, and the wind knocked it down to more shallow center field. But J.C. Escara, the following hitter, popped to short on the infield fly rule. Oswaldo Cabrera lined to right field. And even though Grisham walked and continued, I mean, it's amazing what he's doing. He walked to load the bases. Ben Rice fly to center, and the bases were left loaded in the second inning. As for Clark Schmidt, worked around back-to-back walks in the first inning. Guerrero and Santander wiped out Springer, wiped out Jimenez, both on nasty knuckle curves, which he went to salvage that first inning. Second inning for Schmidt. Worked around a two-out walk to the eight-hitter, Nathan Lucas. But in the third, after back-to-back strikeouts against the top of the order, Bichette and Vladdy just waved, had no chance at that Schmidt sweeper running outside. Well, Santander, back to the plate. 0 for his last 20 with 10 strikeouts, but got one he liked.
His pitch. Drive deep to right, and that is not coming back. Second deck home run, Anthony Santander, just his third of the season. Ties the game at one.
Well, you figured a swing like that would happen at some point, especially the way we've seen Santander hit the Yankees over the years. Thankfully, Soto shot didn't cost him that much, and Schmidt didn't cost him pretty much at all, because after that swing, Schmidt, he set down 7 of the last 80 face. That was the only hit he allowed today. And he struck out Alan Rodon and Bo Bichette, part of a 1-2-3 fifth, to polish off and end his day. So start number three for Schmidt, really, really good. Bassett, though, in the middle innings today, matching Schmidt step for step. Once he stranded the bases loaded in the second, retired 9 in a row. So he figured, well, could be vintage Chris Bassett against the Yankees once again. Quite a duel. And once they settled in and were trading zeros, Tim Hill came on for the Yankees in the sixth inning. And Hill, a ground ball machine, always. He's always aided by those grounders. Got Santander, who'd homered back in the third, a ground ball right back to Hill. Then Springer singled up the middle, but one on, one out for the speedy Andrés Giménez. How about a ground ball?
Ground ball left side. Volpe to Jazz for one. Over to first. Rackham. That'll do it. Tim Hill comes in, gets the job done. Double play. Beautiful thing. 6-4-3.
And that's our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Bottom half of the inning locked in that 1-1 game. Mentioned the duel kind of setting up after both pitchers, Bassett and Schmidt, settled in. Well, Aaron Judge, sixth inning, first pitch against Bassett. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Aaron Judge leads off here, top six. Judge, Bellinger, Chisholm against Chris Bassett. First pitch, swung on, drag deep to right. Off the end of that bat, that ball is driven deep, and goodbye! Aaron Judge with a home run, and the Yankees lead it 2-1.
Yeah, it's incredible what the captain is doing. No words, speechless that time. The Wendy's Yankees starting point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow in the 11 a.m. hour, the 10 a.m. hour, if you were listening in Game 1, and you heard a lot if you were listening in Game 1. Great win in Game 1. But 11 a.m. hour is where you can correctly identify the Game 2 Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. After that, the Judge go-ahead blast. Bellinger grounded to second, but Jazz singled up the middle and went to second on the Volpe bouncer to shortstop. So the Yankees with a 2-1 lead. Jazz off second, two away. Jason Dominguez, a couple of walks in the day cap. Well, how about a nightcap?
The pitch count. Here comes a 1-2. Good speed out at second, and Jazz Chisholm. Breaking ball hit the other way into the gap in left center field. That's going to get down. Jazz will walk home. Dominguez flying, digging for second. And he'll get there with an RBI single. 3-1 Yankees here in the sixth.
Yeah, Dominguez, after those two walks in Game 1, two hits in Game 2. Oh, what a productive doubleheader for Dominguez. And with that double, he became a two-out runner in scoring position for J.C. Ascara.
Here is Ascara, left-hand hitter. And he lines one right center field, gets down for base hit. Here comes Dominguez, they got no chance getting him. He scores standing up. Base hit Ascara, 4-1 Yankees here in the sixth.
And that was once Bassett was already lifted from the game. That came off Brendan Little. So Bassett, the run charged to him, inherited 5 2/3 of 6-hit, 4-run ball. He had allowed 3 runs in 33 innings career against the Yankees before tonight. Just shows you how they got aggressive and solved Chris Bassett. And after Cabrera reached on a throwing error by the shortstop Bichette, and Grisham walked for a second time, Paul Goldschmidt pinch hitting for Ben Rice, the ninth batter to the plate in that 3-run sixth inning. Yariel Rodriguez, the right-hander, came on, the third Toronto pitcher of that inning. He got Goldie to ground into a fielder's choice at third with the bases loaded, but the damage done. So the Yankees sent 11 to the plate in that defining third inning in Game 1. They sent 9 to the plate in this 3-run sixth inning in game two. What an offensive day and rally started by these Yankees. Mark Leiter Jr., we talked about the awesome bullpen tonight. He struck out the side in the seventh. Fernando Cruz, fan two in a scoreless eighth. That splitter is just devastating. And bottom eight against former Yankee Chad Green, J.C. Ascara, already with an RBI hit of the sixth inning and catching a masterful day by Yankee pitching in the nightcap. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
1-1. Long drive, right center field, off the bat of Ascara. Hey now, there it goes, way up in the bleachers. Home run for J.C. Ascara, his first big league homer.
What a story. Uber driver, substitute teacher, now he's a big leaguer. He's got a big league home run. Not just a big league home run, a no-doubter into the bleachers at Yankee Stadium. Electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. 5-1, and awesome bullpen work continued into the ninth inning with Luke Weaver. 1-2-3, wham, bam. He struck out Andrés Giménez on the change, sandwiched in between a couple of fly balls. Yankees win it 5-1 and sweep this doubleheader with two complete team wins. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app.